Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Love can be the most wonderful, heart-opening, and nourishing wonder that gives the touch of magic to our experience called life. Love, however, can also be the most devastating and challenging obstacle that can break your heart into a thousand pieces. One of the reasons why it is so hard is that love is often mistaken for a dependency or can even be an addiction. Learning love is like any other discipline. If you want to be good at it, you have to master it. And that is what you learn in this show. Welcome to Addicted to Love. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode on the Addicted to Love podcast. It's Aaliyah, and today I want to talk with you about why you should ditch the bad boy and go for a safe one. Oh my God, haven't bad boys been part of our relationship journey? Well, I can only speak for myself. Being a former anxiously attached love addict, constantly attracting love avoidant men who absolutely can be labeled as bad boys. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But before we start, I just want to recap a second what I mean with bad boy. The bad boy is a cultural archetype that is defined as a male who behaves badly. He has a high testosterone level that makes him bold, adventurous, and rebellious. He's less willing to follow any rules around dating and relationships. They're generally into conquests and therefore have a greater number of sexual affairs, sometimes with various partners at the same time. And they make you feel as if they are somehow playing with you. They leave you in the dark, and you being the person on the other end probably feel confused, anxious, maybe unworthy, and somehow you're the one that is constantly running after the other. Sounds familiar? The interesting thing is that we girls know that we should not go for the bad boys, and yet still we do. So why do we want them so badly? Now that's three motives. Part of it is my personal experience, and then part of it was me researching on Google. On an unconscious evolutionary level, women during ovulation find bad boys super compelling as they are drawn to sexually attractive qualities, such as specific facial features and dominant behaviors. It is supported by the good genes theory of mate selection, which suggests that women and even female animals are drawn to males with traits associated with fit genes that they can pass on to their offspring. That's what Dr. Hazelton explains in her book. So that's biology, evolutionary. Reason number two is also something I'd underline from my personal experience. It frees us of the pressure of being good girls. Girls are often asked to be compliant and agreeable, sacrificing their own inner rebel. So we're kind of living that part out through the behavior of the bad boy that we're with. We're attracted to qualities in others that we ourselves wish we had, says sociologist and clinical sexologist Sarah Melanchon, PhD. She says, a good girl may admire the bad boy's sense of freedom, despite the fact that this quality makes him an unsuitable partner for the long term. It can make him so attractive. It's seemingly worth the potential pain associated. Now, I also believe that in this way, we can almost shed the good girl image and define our sense of freedom. On top of that, and I'm sure you know, the energy between the good girl and the bad boy can often feel explosive, which makes for incredible sex, but also lots of drama and fighting. And lots of women, in my opinion, and that's what I hear from my clients or my friends, girlfriends, and so on, really like to be ravished by a dominant bad boy man. It gives us a break from day-to-day life that's full of practicalities where we're asked to step up and lead. So it's kind of, we can leave our head by the door and just give up that lead for a while. And the bad boy can make us feel alive, and we can easily mistake the drama that comes with it with love. It's just that when we're looking for real love, that bad boy is not very sustainable. And then reason number three, and I think that's very important because if, like, when you put it into context, what we're doing with this podcast here. As an anxiously attached person, a love addict, the energy of the emotional unavailability of the bad boy matches our childhood trauma. It feels familiar, even though it can be re-traumatizing and painful. But with them, we can continue to chase after love and never quite get it, just as we know from the past. And with their behavior, we keep feeling unworthy. We keep proving our worth, a feeling we have deeply ingrained in our system because of the experiences we've made. And that is one thing, obviously, this podcast talks a lot about. So you can go back to previous episodes to learn more about that if you'd like. The point is that as long as we're unaware of those dynamics and still carry those childhood wounds with their respective limiting beliefs, our brain will keep seeing mostly the bad boys and completely ignore the safe ones. The safe ones with their little drama often can feel so boring. The absence of the high and lows or emotional roller coasters seems unattractive. So we truly don't see the safe ones at that point. It's like we're wearing glasses that can only see the bad boys. I speak from experience. Trust me, it was only after healing my love addiction and the anxious attachment style that I was no longer attracted to bad boys. They actually started to bore me so much. I even felt that at some point they just looked pathetic with their emotional unavailability in their games. Didn't do anything for me anymore. Because as you're healing from what makes you attract bad boys in the first place, your self-love increases dramatically and you will not let any bad boy mess with your precious heart ever again. You just know you deserve better. So now in my relationship, my partner is solid and safe. And let me tell you, it's the best thing that has ever happened to me. I want to point out to you what I observe in him that makes our relationship my safe zone, and it truly is a blessing. So I'm observing that safely attached people, they're emotionally attuned to you. They feel into you. They're able to feel into you and respond to that. They're comfortable with closeness and they don't try to push you away. They're very consistent and reliable. They don't send mixed messages that will upset you, make you anxious, confuse you, have you obsess over them. They're more than willing to reassure you. They see your emotional well-being as a priority. And they feel comfortable telling you how they feel pretty early on in a consistent manner. They don't doubt you or the relationship when you fight. They're stable, committed, and comfortable with where the relationship is going. They're generally loving and responsive. They feel great with emotional and sexual intimacy. They're willing to respond to your needs and are comfortable expressing their own. They're great conflict busters. They communicate in an effective way and with honesty. They actually appreciate honesty and want that from you. They don't engage in push-pull mechanisms, games, or unhealthy relationship dances. They also forgive quickly. They're loyal. They want to improve the relationship. They're willing and able to see your point of view, your perspective. And they're willing to talk about pretty much anything. Nothing is off topic. And there are no repercussions for you being you. And what I have also realized from myself as I became more safe, I started to respond with more love and respect towards myself and the other. And I did not engage in people's drama anymore. I stopped taking things so personal and I was more able to just lovingly mirror back my truth and not take any crap that would get thrown my way. So for me, life with a secure partner is fundamentally different. As a woman, it was a game changer. The safety that I feel in our zone, in our home, is beyond anything I had ever imagined. I feel really protected. I get to come with all of me and I am never judged or punished for feeling the way I do. We grow and we evolve together and we support each other. We make each other feel protected from the madness of this world. We encourage and help each other as much as we can. And we treat each other with respect, with dignity, and with love. There are some really beautiful values that we define together and are able to stick to because the love feels so safe between the two of us. And this is what I have realized. And I never thought that I'd ever say that before my healing. Secure men are not to be taken for granted or be seen as boring. Being secure does not mean that passion and sensuality is absent. In my personal experience, it can be the absolute opposite. Very, very delicious and sensual. I've never had more sensuality and passionate lovemaking than I have now. And the beautiful thing is that it is not just centered around your genitals or a purely sexual experience, like that horny sexual genital experience. It includes a certain horniness from the heart. You're so attracted to each other because you love and like them so much. There's not just love, it's actually liking them. How many times do I say to my partner, oh my God, I like you so much. I like my man so much. Precisely because he makes me feel so safe, seen, and loved for who I am. And I would never change that for anything ever again. So today, this knowledge is your first step for you to start switching glasses. Be aware of what type of man you are attracted to. And then look how that is working out for you. Actively look out for the safe guy and give him a chance. If you're not feeling any excitement in your body, give it some time and see if that develops as you're growing closer. For sure, if you're looking for passionate sexual intimacy too, then that is a factor you have to consider. The idea is not to be with a safe man and give up passion. The idea is to have an attractive, sexy, and safe man, and that's in your eyes, of course, and they exist, trust me. So my advice is ditch the bad boy and give the safe one a chance. I can guarantee you that your relationship satisfaction will be that much higher. It will be like nothing you have ever experienced before. And shouldn't you be ready to let go of your current relationship, but you don't know how yet, or you're afraid that you will give in again, I've just the right thing for you. Because in my last episode, I have launched a 30 days no contact survival guide where you will not just survive a breakup, but actually completely transform your old self and rise like phoenix from the ashes. Because sometimes no contact is the only way to get the much needed perspective that we need when we want to let go of a relationship or a person that does not really serve us. And in the guide, I'll take you step by step. You know, you get 30 videos, 30 emails, a workbook of 75 pages. You have a supportive Facebook group. I've put all my heart in that because at some point, I was the one that had to go no contact. And whether it's your choice or you've been broken up with and the other person wants nothing to do with you anymore, don't worry, I've got you covered. Just go and check out theroyalpath.com/explore. You'll find much more information there. I wish you a great day. I am so happy if you reach out to me, if you have any questions, if you want to send me an email, if you want me to answer a question on my next episode, please, please, please let me know how you're doing. And yeah, I wish you the courage to go for the safe boy and ditch the bad one. All the best to you. I speak to you soon. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aaliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aaliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.